This week, our art hounds have found a concert for folks in the armed services, stories for a winter's eve, woodblock prints in New Hampshire, and paintings in Montpelier. First up is Army Major and composer Peter Jennison.
Join me for an evening of music dedicated to our men and women in uniform. I'll be joined by Grammy-winning producer and founder of Windham Hill Records, Will Ackerman, as well as guitarist Vin Downs and pianist Marika Takuchi. Discounted tickets are available for all veterans and current military.
That concert is Saturday, December 19th, at Spruce Peak Performing Arts Center in Stowe. Marcia Clark is next. She has this recommendation for stories for a winter eve.
It's a beloved holiday tradition, and it creates the magic and warmth of gathering around the fireplace with family and friends, sharing stories and songs of the season. It features original short stories by Vermont authors and songs by Vermont musicians Pete Sutherland and Patty Casey. Former Vermont Stage Company artistic director Mark Nash will be joined by actress Catherine Bohm, and they'll be sharing funny, poignant, and heartwarming tales of friendship, generosity, and community. Stories that remind us of connections we feel during this holiday time of year.
There are two shows on December 19th, one at 3 and one at 7, at the Old Meeting House Church in East Montpelier. Dave Salone is from Lyme, New Hampshire. He has a recommendation to go see the woodblock prints by Matthew Brown.
Matt's showing his completed woodblock prints as well as original watercolors, which have not been shown before. And really interestingly, there's a set of five consecutive working proofs of one of his woodblock print projects in process. So it's a lot of fun to see how he starts and sort of the evolution of each print through five steps.
Matthew Brown's woodblock prints are up through January 12th at Long River Gallery in Lyme. And finally today, Ellen Seeger, she's from East Montpelier, and she recommends going to see the exhibit by Carolyn Shapiro.
Called Ancestor Series, this is a group of paintings of four generations of Carolyn's relatives who lived in the rural Midwest, plus several works of the Nebraska landscape. Some of the pieces have photographs incorporated into the paintings, and Carolyn has also provided brief statements about each person in the paintings. Seeing this group of portraits of people from the past might inspire us to think about our own ancestors and perhaps encourage us to explore our family origins and talk with our elder family members about their lives.
That exhibit is up through January at the North Branch Cafe on State Street in Montpelier. If you have a recommendation for an upcoming arts event that you'd like to share with other VPR listeners, visit vpr.net/arthounds.
Support for Art Hounds comes from the Vermont Arts Council. The program is adapted from Minnesota Public Radio News and is powered by the Public Insight Network. Our theme music is written and performed by Trio Gusto. More information is at vpr.net/arthounds.